morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tong is here to explain how his therapy, called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Now, by cure, we mean that the NBE method can eliminate pain, fatigue, depression, asthma, sinus problems, bowel problems, and other symptoms you may have, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, such as drugs and even the NBE method itself. In the past, we've illustrated this claim with astounding cases, and we continue every week with new cases. Starting this week, at the end of each show, Dr. Tong will make nutritional comments based on the energy paradigm and combining Eastern and Western knowledge. Check out our website, www.drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to past shows. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-KBRT. That's 800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Pretty good. Better than you.
Yes, our listeners, you're going to have to excuse me. I have a little cold, so I'm a little nasal. But I did get a treatment this morning, and I'm feeling actually much, much better. So I think we can just carry on with the show.
Sure, yes. Our first patient is Dean. He was a patient of mine when I was in Long Beach. He came in with... He came with severe itching and heat, most of the time because he worked outdoor, exposed to the sun a lot, and on top of that, he loved spicy food, and I'll explain to you why spicy food and food that make you hot can exacerbate your problems. And he's on the line right now. Let's talk to him.
Okay. Good morning, Dean.
Yes, hi, how you doing?
How are you? Thanks for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Hey, not a problem at all, that's what I'm here for.
Okay, so why don't you start from the beginning before you came to see Dr. Tong? What were you experiencing? What problems were you experiencing?
Okay, well, for starters, I just started with a severe heat. I had a lot of internal heat in my inside, and I had a severe itch. And not knowing what it was, I thought some people had said, well, you know, it's some spicy food and it's a mixture of your soap. You've been irritating your skin. And I was one time I went to a different physician. He even accused me of saying, hey, you've got a severe drug problem. I said, no, I don't have anything like that, man. I got an irritation. It may sound funny, but, you know, it was really sad that he couldn't diagnose and determine what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I had spoke to a friend of mine, my neighbor, Bob Mormon, and he explained to me, you know, I've met this great doctor, Dr. Tong, and why don't you give it a try? It might help you out. And I was in search for some kind of cure because it was just never-ending sleepless nights. Thousands of dollars spent on changing my soap, trying different hair conditioners. I mean, I didn't know what was going on.
So you're itchy all over your head?
Well, yeah, throughout my skull, my skin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just felt like anything and everything was irritating me. And then being so upset and frustrated, you know, just by overall intense of heat. And
it aggravated it.
Oh, yeah, I was a wreck. But anyways, the Dr. Tong took care of me. I had went to Dr. Tong, and... He had told me, you know, he had looked at me and said, okay, well, we can correct this for you. You're a little unbalanced, but it's going to take a few sessions. Anybody who's out there listening to this program, I highly recommend Dr. Tong. I will definitely say that he has cured me. This itch and this heat problem that I've had is no longer with me. I've had it like a good 7-8 years.
Wow.
I'm outdoors every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a landscaper.
So that also aggravates it.
Yeah.
The wind and heat.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm outdoors all day. And then eat a combination of these with spicy foods. Well, I still eat spicy foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't affect me like it used to.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend anybody who's interested in correcting their problems or ailments to go see Dr. Tong, yeah.
Did you try drugs during the 7 or 8 years to correct your problem?
Pardon?
Did you try drugs? Did any doctor prescribe drugs?
Oh, no. I didn't try any different drugs. The doctors went ahead and looked at me, but they couldn't pinpoint what was the problem. They thought, well, maybe irritation was soap, that I was allergic, I had allergies, you know, all these other obscure things, the things that weren't, you know, related to my problem.
Mm-hmm. So then they didn't even prescribe you anything, right?
No. Actually, mm-hmm. All they did is gave me a bill to, you know, see them. So.
But they didn't even diagnose you.
Well, what they did is they looked me over, but they couldn't. No, they didn't know what it was, and and they couldn't determine what to prescribe because they said, well, you got to itch. Or maybe change your soap. They're just recommendations, things of that nature. About this internal heat, they said knock off all the spicy foods and knock off, things that make me real hot, you know, like eat a lot of hot food. Well, mostly all our food is basically hot anyway, so that makes sense.
Well, actually, Dr. Tong, I have a question about Dean. Now he can eat spicy food, so why is that? And he doesn't get affected.
Yes, that all has to do with balance. If your building, let's say the body's building is 120 degrees, letting 2 seconds of heat is too much.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get the building down to 83, 82 degrees, a little heat, with no problem, because as long as you know, it gets some time for the body to cool itself. The body has both a heating system and a cooling system, mm-hmm. just like a building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you get to 120 degrees, your cooling system is overwhelmed. You cannot cool it anymore. So the more spicy food that you put in the body, hot food, and later on I'll make some comments on some of the miracle herbs, okay, actually can kill you. Garlic, ginger, mm-hmm. royal jelly, cinnamon, cayenne pepper,
very
and so
hot.
Forth. They're really, really hot. If you have a lot of heat, these things will kill you. So don't listen to your friends or some even alternative doctor who do not talk about balance.
Mm-hmm.
You have to balance system.
So, Dean, after how many sessions did you notice your problem beginning to subside, beginning to leave you?
Yeah, at first, you know, the very first treatment when I saw Dr. Tong, I really was not too sure about, you know, what was taking place. I mean, I knew what he was there for, to help me, correct me,
mm-hmm.
but I, you know, when you have a certain amount, like, say, for instance, like this itching or this heat,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's still, even embedded in your mind, I mean, man, I've got a major, major itch irritation. I'm highly agitated. I'm frustrated because I mean I've had this for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, Dr. Tong is already working on you, and I'd say within two or three treatments. First treatment, I was just like I said, I was a wreck. I was really unbalanced, and
mm-hmm.
the balance is a key thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I eat very minimal spicy food, and not even that because it's not really good for me to have too much spicy since I'm outside.
Right.
It's just a combination of this balance. I highly recommend the herbs that are prescribed that can actually help cool your system and actually regulate your bloodstream and regulate your body.
Mm-hmm.
That Dr. Chi that coordinates with Dr. Tong works with the herbs
mm-hmm.
and recommended.
Do you come? Go on.
I was gonna say but after like two or three treatments, I was already on my way getting better.
Mm.
After about six to seven treatments, I definitely was basically cured. It takes time for the body to heal, so it's the doctor's already giving the necessary treatments, but the body has to heal too now, so the body is recovering.
So how long has it been that you have no longer have any itch? How many years?
Oh, well, let me explain to the people that are out there listening to this program. I was a patient of Dr. Tong's in like 1996, 97,
mm-hmm.
and I was with him for a good, I'd say a good year,
mm-hmm.
and just to do a monthly, you know, checkup and what is called the tune-up. And then Dr. Tong moved to his office in Long Beach. He had another office out in Orange County, and I'd misplaced his card where he had moved, so I actually lost contact with Dr. Tong, and it was my fault that I lost the card. But I had not seen Dr. Tong for a good year and a half, 2 years,
mm-hmm.
maybe 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
And just recently, I had found his number.
Mm-hmm.
I called information and located him, and I went back. The heat's been gone already for 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The itching and all the other ailments in my body are all gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem whatsoever of
mm-hmm.
that.
So he just said for a tune-up.
Right.
So the heat problem has been cured.
Mm-hmm.
That's
oh,
what
yeah.
you've been claiming. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. The heat problem
and the itching.
Yeah. I was thinking that with deodorant soap and like the was fragrant was mm-hmm. making my skin really itchy. And
but
dry.
It wasn't.
But it wasn't yeah. that at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, it wasn't that at all.
It was the body's and environment that's imbalanced.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
My environment and imbalance was because of me. I mean, improper diet,
right.
not maintaining my balance,
mm-hmm.
and which was causing a lot of my personal, you know, problem.
Yes. Well, Dean, thank you so much for taking the time today to share your story with us.
Yeah, thank you.
And good luck to you.
Hey, thank you so much. And for anybody who's out there listening, please put aside anything that you have in mind that you're afraid to see the doctor or you're not sure you want to talk about your problems. Anything and everything is able to be cured.
Thanks.
You're willing to give it a chance.
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. If you just heard that last story, that was Dean, who had a severe itching problem. Dr. Tong cured him. He no longer has the itchiness, the irritation. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, I think our next guest is Alicia. Good morning, Alicia.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. Okay, let's get to your story. What happened before you went to see Dr. Tong?
Wow. Well, I think for my entire adult life, I've been really suffering a lot with asthma and allergies, chronic bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
I had been diagnosed with chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction,
right.
candida problems,
mm-hmm.
Just a whole string of health problems. And basically, I became frustrated with the family doctor and even UCI Medical Center. I was diagnosed with a chronic fatigue
uh-huh.
dysfunction, and they basically couldn't help me. They said, you've got this problem, but, you know, basically go home, eat, sleep.
Right.
Do what you normally
but
do.
But you were fatigued.
Very fatigued. And I'm still dealing with that, but I have seen some improvement in the, particularly the asthma has recently really subsided.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off some of the medications that I've been on for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently was able to overcome bronchitis with Dr. Tong's treatment and the peas from Dr. Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty amazed.
No antibiotics.
No antibiotics.
Yes.
And this is the first time in my adult life that I had bronchitis, and I was able to get over it
uh-huh.
and not be on those drugs.
Okay. Well, that is incredible. Now, how long have you been seeing Dr. Tong for?
Just a couple months.
Couple months.
Now, how long have you had the asthma?
I think since childhood. I think I was probably born with it, but it wasn't diagnosed until I was an adult.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything else that you're on besides Dr. Tong's treatment that is helping you with your energy and things of that nature? Are you on a wellness program?
Well, I'm taking the supplements and
the homeopathic remedies.
Homeopathic remedies,
mm-hmm.
and I see some improvement there, and I anticipate that as time goes by, and as I'm better at taking those things on a more regular basis,
right.
that will improve too.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be the key to restore your energy
right.
and function.
Right.
That's what happened to me too. I was fatigued for a long time. Now I'm no longer fatigued.
Yes.
Yes.
I had also been meaning to ask you, Dr. Tong, I had read about hyperbaric chambers and oxygen treatment for asthma.
Yes, I explained to you just a little bit. Let me elaborate for the listeners out there. And we need oxygen, but the most important thing we need before oxygen, it is life energy.
Mm-hmm.
This life energy is what a living person has that make the living person living. And you lose this when you die. The most important function of the life energy is provide the warmth.
Mm-hmm.
So that the living person is warm, and this heat from this qi that the Chinese discover open up circulation. Now here's the key. When your blood vessel are opened up, then the amount of oxygen in the air is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Now when your blood vessel are not opened up because of lack of qi, you can use high oxygen pressure and you never do any good.
Right.
Only the time that you take a treatment, you get a little better. And the rest of the time, you have to carry this chamber along with you, and that's, that's not possible. So the best thing is to open up the circulation so you can, just like a normal person, breathe breathe the normal air and get enough oxygen. Mm-hmm. If you don't have just enough qi, later on we'll give case illustration on how some hyperbaric chamber patients do not get better and come to us and within one or two treatments get better. And one of the cases gangrene of the foot, mm-hmm. and I cure her. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about her later. Her name is Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
You're welcome.
And
yes.
Good luck to you in the future.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll see you around.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was just Alicia. She had chronic bronchitis, asthma, immune problems. She was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. She has... literally, her asthma is gone now without antibiotics. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Call today before 2 and you'll get a free gift. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, we have a caller, Marilyn from San Diego. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you, Elaine. How are you?
Good. Have you called before?
Yes, I called once before.
When your son, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's up?
And I just wanted to ask Dr. Tong exactly I think there's no exact time, but approximately how long it would take a person to get the drugs out of their system, at least to notice some difference in behavior. Right now he's very, very lethargic and actually very introverted, not talking to anyone, and these are classic signs of withdrawal.
Yes.
Very irritated as well.
Okay, I recommend that you go back to the show that we have with Dan, who was suffering from severe withdrawal symptoms, suicidal,
mm-hmm.
and he was in a admitted hospital 3 times and emergency room 4 times back in Louisiana. And right away, he experienced a dramatic improvement the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I do not use that to make any guarantees,
right.
But on a younger person, it's not so difficult.
Yeah,
the single most important thing is connecting this
right.
mental energy to the physical system. And you depend on 2 things. Number one, how much energy you have.
Mm-hmm.
How much battery is charged.
Right.
Number two, how much blockages.
Right.
In other words, how complicated cases. But I can tell you, over 95%, I can help your boy.
Your son is pretty young, so it shouldn't be too bad. I don't know if you've listened to our show in the past, but Tammy, she has a daughter who has Prader-Willi syndrome, and she was on Paxil, and they took her off it, and she detoxed for about, she's only 8 years old, but she detoxed for about 3 days, really bad detoxification, but after that, she was fine.
Right.
So the younger you are, I think the more energy you have to...
I also recommend you go to my website and listen to the case of Olga. She had been on 7 different psychotropic drugs for 14 years.
Yeah.
And 3 times she tried to withdraw it without my help, and 3 times she ended up in the hospital for 10 days. And then she came back to me recently, last March, and within one treatment, I took her off everything.
Yeah.
But sometimes... they are difficult.
Yeah.
Sometimes I had to struggle.
It depends on what drug too, is that
it? It also depends on how much underlying emotional
right.
problem seems
right.
that, yeah, no.
This last Dr. Tong was, this last hospitalization medication was 2,000 milligrams of Depakote a night.
That's terrible,
100 milligrams of lithium a night.
Yeah.
Yes.
And those were, then PRR.
The more toxin you're in the body, the more time you're going to take to get rid of the toxin.
But
right away, I would expect within the first few treatments.
Okay.
Usually I would say the first, but I don't want to make that a guarantee.
Oh, I understand. That's certainly better than what we're experiencing.
And besides, the thing that I use is all what the body uses
right.
normally.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So you cannot harm your son, you
right.
know. And that's the best treatment, I can tell you just that.
I'm becoming a firm believer. Many good things.
Yes, uh-huh.
Norman, do you have our number? Let me give it to you.
Okay.
714.
Uh-huh.
556.
556.
8664.
8664.
You can call today right now. There's someone there, you know, for an appointment, and, you know, she can tell you, you know, everything you need to know.
I wish I could. He's not available for treatment at the moment.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Okay.
Why is that? Because
he's incarcerated.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's still there then.
And it's because of withdrawal, but of course, they won't listen to that, right?
No, they won't. They don't
believe in that.
They don't believe it. They don't really care.
You're right.
Well,
Marilyn,
in fact, we had a next caller also feel the same way, you know, stay in tune and listen to her. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marilyn. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, we have one more caller. Let's get right to her. I think it's Terrian's mom.
Susan.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
So nice to hear from you.
Well, I'm kind of excited, really, to call in just because we've gone through such a big ordeal over the last few years, let alone my daughter's whole life, and she'd be probably calling herself, but she had vocal cord surgery.
Yes. But that's her story.
Yeah, so what happened?
Well, without going into a lot of details about her past life, let's just say she's had very severe allergies and kind of a low-functioning immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd had a series of allergic reactions that left her hospitalized for like about a month.
Mm-hmm.
This was about a year and a half ago. So her body had never popped back. Mm-hmm. Well, here recently, after her vocal cord surgery, she'd gone in for a foot surgery, a minor foot surgery, just to do corrective stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it left her with this just horrible, horrible pain.
Right.
And it started with being in the toe area, and it was just very severe. It went up to her ankle then, and over the last number of weeks, it just kept going up the leg. And we kept taking her back, or she kept going back, her and her husband, into the doctor, and they changed casts. They did everything, and nothing was helping.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I flew out there to help her, I mean, she was just in horrible, excruciating pain. And
mm-hmm.
finally, after about 3 weeks, we took her into the emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is filled her with just tons of medicine, morphine, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they had pumped enough into her to make a full-grown man pass out, but
it didn't faze her at all, right?
I'm sorry, what?
It didn't faze her at all?
It didn't faze her at all. It's
mm-hmm.
like the medicine wasn't even touching it.
Mm-hmm.
And out of desperation, they said, maybe you need to get into one of the main, you know, places where they deal with pain, like UCLA or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we had set that up, and then we heard, through just an acquaintance, about Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, well, why not? Let's try that first, because she had said that he just had totally cured her son.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, why not? Let's go. So we've set this up with Dr. Tong just over the last couple of days here.
Mm-hmm. Are you from out of town?
Huh?
You're from out of town?
I'm from San Diego area, mm-hmm. but she's mm-hmm. from Chicago.
Okay.
So I had to fly with her clear out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in there yesterday. And
first treatment?
Huh?
Her first treatment,
her
right?
Her first treatment,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And not knowing what to expect and everything, it was long, long treatment yesterday, but
she was tough. She was difficult.
Very difficult one, he said, because of her past. And
yes.
So much in her body, I guess, is locked, and
mm-hmm.
and she just hasn't had success with doctors at all. It's been like just pump her full of medicine and send her out, and then she's like poisoned. It's like her whole system's horrible. And so anyway, he did this treatment on her, which he did these like injections and all over her body, and we didn't know quite what to expect. But let me tell you, we drove home last night down to San Diego area, and her body, there was different things we were noticing already. Her breathing, she can breathe in deep. This is the first time in years where she can take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then the leg pain. Now, she had a cast up to her knee, so he couldn't really deal with her foot down all the way down,
mm-hmm.
other than what he did through other parts of her body.
Mm-hmm.
But the leg pain that was radiating all the way up her leg that was just excruciating is completely gone today. I mean, completely.
That is so great.
Her foot, her ankle, she can't move it because of this cast, but she says she doesn't feel as much pain in the ankle. Now, the foot itself, she still feels pain, but we're going back again this next week.
That's fantastic.
And yesterday, we're just totally feeling like, you know, we're on the right road.
That is wonderful news, Susan.
Well, here's a comment, okay, because they put the cast on because it's excruciating. The most extreme pain is the ankle. Anytime she moved the ankle, it shoot up pain. So they put the cast on the immobilized ankle, and the then the spleen go all the way up to the knee, and when you touch that area, it's too painful.
Yeah.
So instead of, so that makes my job much, much more difficult. So I had to use distal point, that not on the leg and not on the ankle,
right,
to release the pressure to get the circulation there. So I'm very happy that she's really much better out of this one treatment.
And not only that, she just said for some reason her whole body in general just feels better today.
Yes, I treated her whole body.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm also excited because she's pretty weak.
Very weak.
So that's one of the difficult part about getting anybody better is how much energy, and she did not have that much energy from all the suffering that she had in the past few years.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you should be very, very excited that she recovered so fast.
Yes. We're really excited for more treatment now. We just want to get her well. She's excited too and wants
to be well. She's very young.
Not only that, I can tell you that with a 95% certainty that all her real severe allergy that give her anaphylactic shock, I can cure that also. No promises, but 95% certainty.
We're very excited over that.
Yes.
We just have high hopes now.
Well, remember yesterday, we could give you some homeopathic remedy, have chestnuts in it.
Yes.
Okay. She didn't react to it.
No.
Usually she had bad reaction to that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it just make her mouth feel like it was tingling and swelling, but no reaction to it yesterday.
Yes. Because
Dr. Tong said there would be a difference already, and it's hard to believe. You think, well, this can't be. We're definitely seeing it. So.
Yes. Anyway, we follow up on you later on when she gets well, when I make her talk.
Yeah.
Right,
she
talk.
Myself.
Yes.
We're anxious for that part, too.
Yes.
So. Well, Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. That was Susan. Her daughter Terry Ann came in yesterday, her first treatment. She went through multiple surgery, two on her foot. She had vocal cord surgery, severe allergies and asthma. She would go into anaphylactic shock if she ate any nuts. She is already so much better if you just heard her mom talking. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. If you call before 2, you will get a free gift. Make an appointment before 2 and you will receive a free gift. You can choose between 3, growth hormone stimulation, remedy to prevent colds and flus, or a supplement to reduce sugar cravings. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If today is your first time listening to our show, listen to our previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com. That's drtong.com, under the radio show heading in the left column. You'll find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured, such as athletic injuries, depression, asthma, allergies, sinus problems, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease. In fact, any degenerative ailment that you may have can be cured. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. Make an appointment today, 714-556-8664. And listen, join us next Saturday, 11:30 a.m. on KBRI, AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and enjoy your weekend.